Tracking the car, it's a 2 meter monoband radio. and the power station is going to be 2 meters higher than GM300, made by Motorola, and Motorola Radius UHF.
Few people that really like Motorola's, I never really got that much exposure to them. I think people that have worked in service, you know, the government uses a lot of those things. I think they like them. But people like me that never did that kind of work, never really got any exposure to them, never really learned to appreciate them.
I tell you right now, this handheld I'm talking to you on, I got it as a part of a deal. It didn't cost me a whole lot of money to get it. But let me tell you, I looked up the programming software, $200 to get the programming software, and another $200 to get the instruction manual for this HD.
Well, I got to go up here and figure out how to let them know I'm here so they can bring me my food. I'll be back in a little bit, Chandler.
K04 WWZ W4 DJW. Yeah, and no, just basically yes I am.
Back home. Well, they had mine ready for me when I got there, so that's pretty nice. I ordered it, I got up and left, went and picked it up and turned around and came back, no waiting.
Yep, that does sound nice. Just come here, is it here in Easley?
That way, when you go to pull it up on the web, in a browser, they get you to enter your zip code, and then they'll tell you where they are, where the closest one is to you, plus all of the other ones. They got a bunch of them. They're all over the place.
Hey, Dave, do careful tomorrow afternoon and Wednesday afternoon. There's a chance of some severe thunderstorms. And on Wednesday, they said there might be a little bit of a high possibility of tornadoes.
I was on the phone with Steve, and we were looking out for the whole week. There's not going to be any good flying days all week this week.
Get safe and be sorry.
I hate that, too, because we didn't get very many days last week. Not getting any this week. And, what is it, April showers bring May flowers, so then it's going to be raining all of April. So, who knows? We'll get to fly center late. I guess it's built. I guess they're trying to tell us it's time to build.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'm heading to meet Gary, so I'll talk to you as much as I can, but if I have to pause a minute and pay attention to traffic, just know that's what I'm doing.
Be safe. KO4WWZ, W4DJW Mobile.
DJW, KO4CHY.
Six more minutes till afternoon.
I want to let you know I did get your APRS message last night. Didn't notice it until about 20 minutes or so later. Over.
Again, I use UIView, and UIView does multiple retries until it gets an ACK. And on the fourth retry, it got an acknowledgement, ACK, from you. So I don't know if we went direct or if it got relayed through the digipeater up on Caesar's head. But anyway, it was good to see that we can talk to each other on APRS. We know that now.
I'll have to set me up. And that's why I didn't reply to you, is because doing it on the radio, it's not exactly touch type in sort.
When those D700s first came out, I got a keyboard converter. I think you could plug into the mic jack and then you plug a keyboard into it and you could type into that message box with that thing. It was kind of clunky. It worked. I only used it a couple of times. I think I still got it somewhere. But you had to do it just right to get it to work. And, you know, it's really difficult spinning that knob and pressing that button and spinning that knob and pressing that button just to get one character at a time.
Don't want to be in a hurry to answer anybody. Yeah, I had everything, I was going through tweaking everything and was going to go ahead and turn the beacon on and had everything set last night. And I turned off the radio, got up this morning, turned it on, and I forgot to save the PM, so all the changes I made went away. So redid it this morning before work and have got it beaconing like every 20 minutes or something like that.
Object, I tried that pressing and holding reverse until it flashes on the screen on my 710, and it works, but I have it also set up as an EchoLink client. It was running our EchoLink node, and so John came on there last night and said, there's some gaps in the audio, and he's absolutely right. Every time it blinks, it cuts off the audio, so I had to turn that back off. It would be nice, though, but can't use it when you're running EchoLink to tell if somebody is within, you know, reverse lookup distance from you.
I guess I should have warned you about that, because it does just every few seconds. It'll sample the receive. It can't be no more than probably a couple hundred milliseconds. And when I first did it, I could notice it, but I tell you anymore, I hardly even notice it. It's quick.
But quicker than mine, then. Or it's because mine's connected to the audio is getting piped through a Raspberry Pi. It amplifies it a little bit, but I did notice it when John was saying something about it. Just there's just gaps in the audio. It's like, what's going on here? Anyway, I'm pulling in the house. I'm gonna get some lunch. My wife's working from home today, so I went out and got us lunch. Good talking to you. Good to know we can talk to each other on Apers. And I'll talk to you later. W4DJW.
Boy, this stuff gets really deep really quick. I think I finally got most of it figured out, but still digging into some stuff. Anyway, have a good afternoon. We'll talk at you later. 73, K4DH, right
here. K4DJ, KO4DWZ.
W Mobile.